Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 22nd of September and it's cold but sunny today. That's how I like it, even though it feels a little bit too cold for the end of September. We never did have that Indian summer. So yeah, just walking back from drop-off. Just checking there's nobody parked in a stupid position today. Yesterday it was this car parked right where people are meant to give way for the bridge, which is single track, which was awkward enough really, because then people park up the road behind, and then if you come from that side of the road you can't actually see what's going on. You have to take your life into your own hands to go past all those cars, and then you get to the bottom and find that Didi is parked there, so you can't actually get in there and wait. So it's really stupid. But also the sewage lorry arrived and stood on the other side. But then he has to. And then what happens is that cars couldn't actually get around. So it gridlocked very, very quickly. So anyway.
That's a pretty high.
Yeah, so I stuck a note on the car and asked them politely to park somewhere else next time. But but also because then it caused such gridlock, I also tried to report it to the police. Well, I did, but it's not easy, I tell you. The 101 number is not, it's had all very long wait on that. Go online, so I did, but then you have to kind of have a category and parking so that you're making it more dangerous for other road users is apparently not a category the police is interested in. So I went on the live chat, had to wait about 10 minutes for that one, so apparently it's only antisocial behaviour. But they said they'd send someone around. The only thing is, I bet you by the time they send someone around, all these cars have probably disappeared. So all that was left was a car park there, and you couldn't really see what all the fuss was about. I could have sent them my photos of the mayhem, but no. So yeah, I thought they'd at least give him a ticket, but it just stuck a note on there to say, well, the police was here and, you know, don't do this again kind of thing. So I hope he won't. We saw him later. He must have just parked there in the morning and then gone off when he came back in the evening. But, whoa, BMW driver, what do you expect? So he could have parked somewhere else, but I'm still surprised because I'm pretty sure there's something in the highway code about not parking within 10 metres of a junction that a lot of people don't remember. So yeah. Anyway, it was actually it's quite interesting. It's not actually that this is fine to do that. Anyways, that was a new experience trying to do that. Otherwise, it was just cubs, and Henry got himself a new trombone, or rather, I got it for him. Actually, it's not new, it's just new to us. So it's a brass instrument. It's been well used, but this is to replace his P-bone because he's now at the level where he needs to have something a little bit more. And you can hear it sounds a lot more grown up and full of sound and everything. So we'll see. Yeah, but it's a bit heavier, so we'll see how he gets on with that. Other than that, and then of course there was the dreaded Theresa May's going off to hold a speech. Well, that usually doesn't go very well. So they seem to have already sent out a copy of the speech to journalists everywhere. So I already saw last night. So apparently, so if this is true, she wants to offer money to the EU for the next 2 years or so. And then she wants to have a bumper trade deal afterwards. And then there's some more wishy-washy stuff on citizens' rights, where she's going, oh, yeah, we guarantee all that, blah, blah, blah. And I've already seen people on Twitter going, oh, well, what do you want? She's saying she's guaranteeing all that. I was like, yeah, did you not pay attention? The Home Office, despite what the law says, are sending out deportation letters. It's defying a High Court judgment. So how is anyone supposed to trust that, yes, the UK courts can guarantee that? Apart from the fact that we've got the repeal bill where they can basically repeal anything. So, yeah, I don't know. I just really think a lot of people don't understand it and don't really, you know, but then going, oh, but what do you want? Why are you so upset? Well, if you paid attention, you would be too. So we'll see what it is. I mean, so far nobody could say anything definitive because they've just, you know, we've only had a journalist's take on what was leaked to them before the speech. But yeah, it's not been a great week for Britain, and I don't say Theresa May, but the UK in general. So apparently she went off to the UN and she held a speech there, and from what I hear, the BBC very carefully edited the footage so not to show that the hall was largely empty. So nobody is interested anymore in what the UK has got to say. They all think, God, they're mad. I mean, it's all these countries like Japan, Canada, who are trying to seek trade deals with the EU, and UK is going, nah, we don't want that anymore. But then Theresa May went to Canada and grovelled, ooh, so yeah, so now you've got this trade deal with the EU. Can you do a copy and paste job for the UK? And apparently Justin Trudeau was nice enough to go, yeah, all right then, we'll look into it. But of course, they won't be doing anything until they know what exactly the relationship of the UK with the EU is. So this all just looks completely and utterly mad. So it's kind of, on the one side, they keep telling us, oh, it's not about trade, it's about sovereignty and all this kind of imaginary stuff. All the unicorns and the cherries. But on the other hand, they go, oh yeah, we're going to get those trade deals. And I was like, yeah, but if you wanted to trade deal with Canada, just stay in the flipping EU, because then you've already got it, as in of yesterday. So it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I don't know. So her speech just looks like she was trying to appease the ones in the cabinet who want a transition period, because they're going to get that, even though I don't think 2 years is long enough to start to get the kind of trade deals that the country would need, because they need much longer to negotiate. But then she's also appeasing the hardliners by saying, right, transition period, rather short one, and then out completely, which is what they want. So yeah, I don't know. So but we'll have to wait for the actual details. Also the fact that she's actually in effect now trying to go over Barnier's head and appealing to the EU countries directly, which is why she's doing this in Florence apparently, which is also completely stupid because they gave a mandate to Barnier, so that's the person she should be talking to. So yeah, it's all a bit bizarre, and it's all the kind of, who is she getting this advice from? Because all the people who know about EU law and how the EU works, all the people who have worked for the EU, have negotiated trade for the EU, they're all saying, what are you doing? This is completely mad. You're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to annoy them further. And yet that is what she's doing. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's giving her this advice. Well, we'll see what comes out. But at least, because I was afraid that she's going to go, right, we're going out tomorrow or something like that. So at least if she's making a commitment to staying in for further, then that would be a bit... also, I did actually see somewhere that said that young people should be considered. They need to do something for young people, because otherwise they're going to vote to go back into the EU in a few years' time. And the Tories, apparently the Tory, did you know, Tory members, average age is 72? So if the Tories don't start appealing to young people, they're going to have a problem in years to come. So we'll see how short-termist they really are when it comes to their precious party. Anyway, and with that thought, I shall leave you. Wish you some sunshine where you are. Have a lovely weekend, and hopefully I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.